Stem cells were first successfully isolated at the UW-Madison. There, like in labs around the world, mice molecules are used to make a medium in which stem cells grow. If those stem cells were used in humans to treat disease, San Diego scientists contend there'd be an immune response and cures for disease would be ineffective. But the director of research communications at the UW-Madison says human applications are likely years away. Terry Devitt says the current stem cell lines are still useful for basic research, which will hopefully lead to clinical studies. In the meantime, Devitt says researchers around the world are trying to find a way to create human stem cells without using animal molecules.
That's one of the technological challenges, and lots of people are trying to do that. There have been some claims that, for example, Geron, a California biotechnology company, has claimed that they've developed a culture medium free of animal cells.
The California biotechnology company Geron got a patent last fall on a method to grow stem cells without animal substances. Geron president Dr. Thomas Okarma says the government's restrictions on stem cell funding has slowed potential breakthroughs and prompted companies like his to invest millions because of concerns over potential cross-species contamination with the existing government-allowed stem cell lines.
We had anticipated years ago that this problem might arise, and so invented a way around the problem.
Geron's president says the newly invented culture will be used to grow human stem cells, which are scheduled next year for tests on treating spinal cord injuries. Okarma concedes other potential stem cell cures aren't ready for tests, like those on heart disease and diabetes. And the White House says existing stem cell lines are adequate for the basic research that needs to be done first. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.